In the name of Allah, the All Beneficent, the All Merciful. Alif Lam Ra. These are the signs of the manifest book. Indeed, we have sent it down as an Arabic Quran so that you may apply reason. We will recount to you the best of narratives and what we have revealed to you of this Quran, and indeed prior to it you were among those who are unaware of it. When Joseph said to his father, Father, I saw 11 planets, and the sun and the moon. I saw them prostrating themselves before me. He said, My son, do not recount your dream to your brothers, lest they should devise schemes against you. Satan is indeed man's manifest enemy. That is how your Lord will choose you and teach you the interpretation of dreams and complete his blessing upon you and upon the house of Jacob, just as he completed it earlier for your fathers, Abraham and Isaac. Your Lord is indeed all-knowing, all-wise. In Joseph and his brothers there are certainly signs for the seekers. When they said, Surely Joseph and his brother are dearer to our father than the rest of us, though we are a hearty group, our father is indeed in manifest error. Kill Joseph or cast him away into some distant land, so that your father's love may be exclusively yours, and that you may become a righteous lot after that. One of them said, Do not kill Joseph, but throw him into the recess of some well, so that some caravan may pick him up if you are to do anything. They said, Father, why is it that you do not trust us with Joseph? We are indeed his well-wishers. Let him go with us tomorrow so that he may eat lots of fruits and play, and we will indeed take good care of him. He said, It really upsets me that you should take him away, and I fear the wolf may eat him while you are oblivious of him. They said, Should the wolf eat him while we are a hardy group, then we will indeed be losers. So when they took him away and conspired to put him into the recess of a well, we revealed to him, A day will come when you will surely inform them about this affair of theirs, while they are not aware of your identity. In the evening they came weeping to their father. They said, Father, we had gone racing and left Joseph with our things, whereat the wolf ate him, but you will not believe us even if we spoke truly. And they produced sham blood on his shirt. He said, Rather your souls have made a matter seem decorous to you, yet patience is graceful, and Allah is my resort against what you allege. And there came a caravan, and they sent their water jord who let down his bucket. Good news, he said, this is a young boy. So they hid him as a piece of merchandise, and Allah knew best what they were doing. And they sold him for a cheap price, a few dirhams, for they set small store by him. The man from Egypt who had bought him said to his wife, Give him an honorable place in the household. Maybe he will be useful to us, or we may adopt him as a son. Thus we established Joseph in the land, and that we might teach him the interpretation of dreams. Allah has full command of his affairs, but most people do not know. When he came of age, we gave him judgment and sacred knowledge, and thus do we reward the virtuous. The woman in whose house he was solicited him. She closed the doors and said, Come. He said, God forbid. Indeed, he is my Lord. He has given me a good abode. Indeed, the wrongdoers are not felicitous. She certainly made for him, and he would have made for her too, had he not beheld the proof of his Lord. So it was that we might turn away from him all evil and indecency. He was indeed one of our dedicated servants. They raced to the door, and she tore his shirt from behind, and they ran into her husband at the door. She said, What is to be the requital of him who has evil intentions for your wife, except imprisonment or a painful punishment? He said, It was she who solicited me. A witness of her own household testified, If his shirt is torn from the front, she tells the truth, and he lies. But if his shirt is torn from behind, then she lies and he tells the truth. So when he saw that his shirt was torn from behind, he said, This is a case of you women's guile. Your guile is great indeed. Joseph let this matter alone, and you women plead for forgiveness for your sin, for you have indeed been erring. Some of the townswomen said, The chieftain's wife has solicited her slave boy. He has captivated her love. Indeed, we see her to be in manifest error. When she heard of their machinations, she sent for them and arranged a repast, and gave each of them a knife, and said to Joseph, Come out before them. So when they saw him, they marveled at him and cut their hands absent-mindedly. And they said, Good heavens, this is not a human being. This is but a noble angel. She said, He is the one on whose account you blamed me. Certainly I did solicit him, but he was continent. And if he does not do what I bid him, surely he shall be imprisoned, and he will be among the wretched. He said, My lord, the prison is dearer to me than to what they invite me. If you do not turn away their schemes from me, then I will incline towards them and become one of the senseless. So his lord answered him and turned away their stratagems from him. Indeed, he is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Then it appeared to them, after they had seen all the signs of his innocence, that they should confine him for some time. There entered the prison two youths along with him. One of them said, I dreamt that I am pressing grapes. The other said, I dreamt that I am carrying bread on my head, from which the birds are eating. Inform us of its interpretation, they said, for indeed we see you to be a virtuous man. He said, Before the meals you are served come to you, I will inform you of its interpretation. That is among things my Lord has taught me. Indeed, I renounce the creed of the people who have no faith in Allah and who also disbelieve in the hereafter. I follow the creed of my fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It is not for us to ascribe any partner to Allah. That is by virtue of Allah's grace upon us and upon all mankind. But most people do not give thanks. O my prison mates! Are different masters better, or Allah the One, the All-Paramount? You do not worship besides Him, but mere names that you and your fathers have coined, for which Allah has not sent down any authority. Sovereignty belongs only to Allah. He has commanded you to worship none except Him. That is the upright religion, but most people do not know. O my prison mates, as for one of you, he will serve wine to his master, and as for the other, he will be crucified, and vultures will eat from his head. The matter about which you inquire has been decided. Then he said to the one whom he knew would be delivered from among the two, Mention me to your master. But Satan caused him to forget mentioning it to his master, so he remained in the prison for several years. One day the king said, I saw in a dream seven fat cows being devoured by seven lean ones, and seven green ears, and seven others that were dry. O courtiers, give me your opinion about my dream, if you can interpret dreams. They said, These are confused nightmares, and we do not know the interpretation of nightmares. So the one of the two who had been delivered, remembering Joseph after a long time, I will inform you of its interpretation. So let me go to meet Joseph in the prison. Joseph, he said, O truthful one, give us your opinion concerning seven fat cows who are eaten by seven lean ones, and seven green ears, and seven others dry, that I may return to the people, so that they may know the truth of the matter. He said, You will sow for seven consecutive years, then leave in the ear whatever grain you harvest, except a little that you eat. Then after that, there will come seven hard years, which will eat up whatever you have set aside for them, all except the little which you preserve for seed. Then, after that, there will come a year wherein the people will be granted relief and provided with rains therein. The king said, Bring him to me. When the messenger came to him, he said, Go back to your master and ask him about the affair of women who cut their hands. My lord is indeed well aware of their stratagems. The king said, What was your business, women, when you solicited Joseph? They said, Heaven be praised. We know of no evil in him. The prince's wife said, Now the truth has come to light. It was I who solicited him, and he is indeed telling the truth. Joseph said, I initiated this inquiry, that he may know that I did not betray him in his absence, and that Allah does not further the schemes of the treacherous. Yet I do not absolve my own carnal soul, for the carnal soul indeed prompts men to evil, except inasmuch as my Lord has mercy. Indeed my Lord is all-forgiving, all-merciful. The king said, Bring him to me. I will make him my favorite. Then when he had spoken with him, he said, Indeed today onwards you will be honored and trustworthy with us. he said. Put me in charge of the country's granaries. I am indeed fastidious and well informed. That is how we established Joseph in the land, that he may settle in it wherever he wished. We confer our mercy on whomever we wish, and we do not waste the reward of the virtuous. And the reward of the hereafter is surely better for those who have faith and are God-wary. After some years, the brothers of Joseph came and entered his presence. He recognized them, but they did not recognize him. When he had furnished them with their provision, he said, Bring me a brother that you have through your father. Do you not see that I give the full measure and that I am the best of hosts? But if you do not bring him to me, then there will be no rations for you with me, and don't ever come near me. They said, We will solicit him from his father, that we will surely do. He said to his servants, Put their money in their saddlebags, maybe they will recognize it, when they return to their folks, and maybe they will come back again. So when they returned to their father, they said, Father, the measure has been withheld from us, so let our brother go with us, so that we may obtain the measure, and we will indeed take good care of him. He said, Should I trust you with him just as I trusted you with his brother before? Yet Allah is the best of protectors, and he is the most merciful of merciful ones. And when they opened their baggage, they found their money restored to them. They said, Father, what more do we want? This is our money restored to us. We will get provisions for our family and take care of our brother and add another camel load of rations. These are meager rations. He said, I will not let him go with you until you give me a solemn pledge by Allah that you will surely bring him back to me unless you are made to perish. When they had given him their solemn pledge, he said, Allah is witness over what we say. And he said, My sons, do not enter by one gate, but enter by separate gates, though I cannot avail you anything against Allah. Sovereignty belongs only to Allah. In him I have put my trust, and in him let all the trusting put their trust. When they entered whence their father had bidden them, it did not avail them anything against Allah, but only fulfilled a wish in Jacob's heart. Indeed, he had the knowledge of what we had taught him, but most people did not know. And when they entered into the presence of Joseph, he set his brother close to himself and said, Indeed, I am your brother, so do not sorrow for what they used to do. When he had furnished them with their provision, he put the drinking cup into his brother's saddlebag. Then Harold shouted, O men of the caravan, you are indeed thieves. They said as they turned towards them, What are you missing? They said, We miss the king's goblet. Whoever brings it shall have a camel load of grain, said the steward. I will guarantee that. They said, By Allah, you certainly know that we did not come to make trouble in this country, and we are not thieves. They said, What shall be its requital if you prove to be lying? They said, The requital for it shall be that he in whose saddlebag it is found shall give himself over as its requital. Thus do we requite the wrongdoers. Then he began with their sacks, before opening his brother's sack. Then he took it out from his brother's sack. Thus did we devise for Joseph's sake. He could not have held his brother under the king's law unless Allah willed otherwise. We raise in rank whomever we please, and above every man of knowledge is one who knows best. They said, If he has stolen, there is no wonder a brother of his had stolen before. Thereupon Joseph kept the matter to himself, and he did not disclose it to them. He said, You are in a worse state, and Allah knows best what you allege. They said, O Amir, indeed he has a father, a very old man, so take one of us in his place. Indeed we see that you are a virtuous man. He said, God forbid that we should take anyone except him with whom we found our wares, for then we would indeed be wrongdoers. When they had despaired of moving him, they withdrew to confer privately. The eldest of them said, Don't you know that your father has taken a solemn pledge from you by Allah? And earlier you have neglected your duty in regard to Joseph? So I will never leave this land until my father permits me. or Allah passes a judgment for me, and he is the best of judges. Go back to your father and say, Father, your son has indeed committed theft, and we testified only to what we knew, and we could not have forestalled the unseen. Ask the people of the town we were in, and the caravan with which we came, we indeed speak the truth. He said, Rather your souls have made a matter seem decorous to you, yet patience is graceful. Maybe Allah will bring them all back to me. Indeed, he is the all-knowing, the all-wise. And he turned away from them and said, Alas for Joseph! His eyes had turned white with grief, and he choked with suppressed agony. They said, By Allah, you will go on remembering Joseph until you wreck your health or perish. He said, I complain of my anguish and grief only to Allah. I know from Allah what you do not know. Go, my sons, and look for Joseph and his brother, and do not despair of Allah's mercy. Indeed, no one despairs of Allah's mercy except the faithless lot. Then, when they entered into his presence, they said, O Amir, distress has befallen our family and us, and we have brought just a meager sum. Yet grant us the full measure and be charitable to us. Indeed, Allah rewards the charitable. He said, Have you realized what you did to Joseph and his brother when you were senseless? They said, Are you really Joseph? He said, I am Joseph, and this is my brother. Certainly Allah has shown us favor. Indeed, if one is God-wary and patient, Allah does not waste the reward of the virtuous. They said, By Allah, Allah has certainly preferred you over us, and we have indeed been erring. He said, There shall be no reproach on you today. Allah will forgive you, and he is the most merciful of the merciful. Take this shirt of mine and cast it upon my father's face. He will regain his sight and bring me all your folks. As the caravan set off, their father said, I sense the scent of Joseph, if you will not consider me a dotard. They said, By God, you persist in your inveterate error. When the bearer of good news arrived, he cast it on his face, and he regained his sight. He said, Did I not tell you? I know from Allah what you do not know. They said, Father, plead with Allah for forgiveness of our sins. We have indeed been erring. He said, I shall plead with my Lord to forgive you. Indeed, he is the all-forgiving, the all-merciful. When they entered into the presence of Joseph, he set his parents close to himself and said, Welcome to Egypt in safety, God willing. And he seated his parents high upon the throne, and they fell down prostrate before him. He said, Father, this is the fulfillment of my dream of long ago, which my Lord has made come true. He was certainly gracious to me when he brought me out of the prison and brought you over from the desert. After that, Satan had incited ill feeling between me and my brothers. Indeed, my Lord is all attentive in bringing about what he wishes. Indeed, he is the all-knowing, the all-wise. My Lord, you have granted me a share in the kingdom and taught me the interpretation of dreams, originator of the heavens and earth. You are my guardian in this world and the hereafter. Let my death be in submission to you, and unite me with the righteous. These are accounts of the unseen, which we reveal to you, and you are not with them when they conspired together and schemed. Yet most people will not have faith, however eager you should be. You do not ask them any reward for it. It is just a reminder for all the nations. How many a sign there is in the heavens and the earth, that they pass by while they are disregardful of it. And most of them do not believe in Allah without ascribing partners to Him. Do they feel secure from being overtaken by a blanket punishment from Allah, or being overtaken by the hour, suddenly while they are unaware? Say, This is my way. I summon to Allah with insight, I and he who follows me. Immaculate is Allah, and I am not one of the polytheists. We did not send any apostles before you, except as men to whom we revealed from among the people of the towns. Have they not traveled over the land, so that they may observe how is the fate of those who were before them? And the abode of the hereafter is surely better for those who are God-wary. Do you not apply reason? When the apostles lost hope, and they thought that they had been told lies, our help came to them, and we delivered whomever we wished. and our punishment will not be averted from the guilty lot. There is certainly a moral in their accounts for those who possess intellect. This Qur'an is not a fabricated discourse. Rather, it is a confirmation of what was revealed before it, and an elaboration of all things, and a guidance and mercy for a people who have faith. Hold over the land, so that they may observe how was the fate of those who were before them, and the abode of the hereafter is surely better for those who are God-wary. Do you not apply reason? When the apostles lost hope, and they thought that they had been told lies, our help came to them, and we delivered whomever we wished, and our punishment will not be averted from the guilty lot. There is certainly a moral in their accounts for those who possess intellect. This Qur'an is not a fabricated discourse. Rather, it is a confirmation of what was revealed before it, and an elaboration of all things, and a guidance and mercy for a people who have faith.